Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see Loco?
Here we go. It's a Friday. And can't understand it. Why you wanna hurt me? Song's a banger.
Not coming out of your mouth.
Why you wanna hurt me?
Eddie was a C+ singer and performer.
This song was a banger because it had all the vocal tricks and Rick James was singing along with it. Crank it up, Solana. Do you like this song, Solana? Because you, I mean, like, growing up in the 80s, this song blew up for a minute.
I hadn't heard it until you had me download it a couple weeks ago or a month ago, and it's a banger. Like, I added it to my playlist. I love this song.
It's a great, if you see the music video, it's him and Rick James hanging out in a studio. Like, I said a little Twitter, had a lot of Twitter disagreements today. And this, by the way, it's impossible to do. And welcome to our Friday show. I'm at my house in Boca. Crowder's at his house in Davie. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to get to today. We've had some fun this week. Bringing on some former athletes. We had Jarrett Payton, former Miami Hurricane, come on. Danny Cannell was with us yesterday. Pat Sertan is going to join us on the show today. That is a legendary figure in the Miami Dolphins secondary. In fact, people are talking now that Xavien Howard and what's his name? Byron Jones?
Byron Jones.
Yeah, Byron Jones. That Xavien Howard, Byron Jones might be the next coming of Sam Madison and Pat Sertan. You think that's possible, Crowder?
It's something I was going to ask Pat, but I looked at some numbers. Byron Jones has 2 interceptions through his first 5 years. Pat Sertan had 18 interceptions through his first 5 years.
And Sam had a ridiculous number, right?
I think Sam ended at 40 because me and him have, what, 41 together. So, yeah, I'm excited about Xavien and Byron, but I don't want to do that to Sam and Pat just yet.
Well, it's certainly a highly paid cornerback tandem. We can agree on that. Now, whether it turns out to be as dominant as Sam and Pat were, I guess that remains to be seen.
Yes.
But I had on Twitter this morning, today is Eddie Murphy's birthday. He's 59 today. And it is almost impossible to do a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies because you're going to leave some off. But that's the difficulty in doing the Mount Rushmore, obviously, is that you have to pick 4 and only 4. And it created, as you can imagine, quite the outroar because everybody's got their favorite Eddie Murphy movies. And there's a lot of Eddie Murphy movies I love that I couldn't put on there. So my original Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies in honor of his birthday today was 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America, and Delirious. And the reason that I chose Delirious, that's the stand-up comedy special in the red jumpsuit. I thought that was a theatrical release, like Raw was. Then David J. Neal, the writer, tweeted at me and said, no, that was an HBO special, that was not theatrically released. So then I had to revise my Mount Rushmore, because I'm thinking theatrical release movies. So it ends up being 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places, and Coming to America.
Oh, and like you're saying, I can't be outraged because I love all those movies. Delirious, Raw, I love those too. But I'm with you. If we're going movies, not stand-ups.
Gotta be in a theater.
In a theater, movies. You know I gotta go with Life because it's one of my favorite three of all time. So I think Life's on there, the back and forth. I love two guys just giving each other hell. Honestly, I love this show because it's two guys giving each other hell. Like, that's why Life appeals to me so much. And bro,
Harlem Nights is more than two guys, but it's the same thing. It is back and forth, quick banter. I mean, you know, Red Fox at the craps table with the big giant glasses on, man, is, I mean, giving him holy hell. And that's the vein of the show.
Or the craps tape, the other craps game in the beginning. How about you go home and brush that damn tooth? Like, I Harlem Nights was awesome. The funny thing, 48 Hours and Beverly Hills Cop was more mainstream. And I have to go with a Golden Child or a Life or a Harlem Nights over the mainstream ones, even though I've watched 48 Hours and all the Beverly Hills Cops, all the 48 Hours. I've watched them 1,500 times a piece, but I can't put them on my Mount Rushmore.
Like, the reason that I put him on the Mount Rushmore is because he was a Saturday Night Live star back in the day. And 48 Hours put him on the map, like, all of a sudden, because I was there. I was a Saturday Night Live fan in Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, all that stuff. And then 48 Hours comes out, and he was a bona fide movie star. Like, this guy was golden. And then Beverly Hills Cop came out, and it was just as good. Those for me, like, those were the two that really moved the needle on Eddie Murphy. But he has so many good ones. And then the other thing you could do with Eddie Murphy Mount Rushmore, you could do a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy clunkers, because there's some unbelievably terrible movies.
Bro, Pluto Nash.
Right. Bowfinger.
Bowfinger. Don't, you better not put Norbit in there. If you say Norbit, me and you are going to boy. Me and you
Norbit
are going to
fight. Norbit is awful. Metro is awful. Stop it. You like Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh, I love Vampire in Brooklyn.
That movie's terrible.
But Norbit, man, Rasputia, I can badmouth a lot of them. I Spy, Pluto. Now,
there's
some bad
ones,
bro. I can rewatch Norbit. I won't lie. I might be on an island here. I can rewatch Norbit.
No, you're on an island on that one. But anyway, it's Eddie Murphy's birthday. We'll talk a little bit about that today. WrestleMania is this weekend. We're actually going to talk with a gambling expert from Odds Shark. It's one of the websites I use for gambling content. They write really well thought out articles and whatnot. It's not just odds. Like, Odds Shark has really well thought articles and I wanted to bring someone on today that could actually give us some WrestleMania bets, because none of our guys, Rob Pizzola, Lee Sterling, they're not wrestling fans. Neither are we, by the way. No. And I don't know if I'll actually be able to pull the trigger on a wrestling bet, especially because we know they've already been taped.
Yeah, and it's scripted. So it's scripted and pre-taped.
You got to pick what you think is going to be. Like, I don't mind that it's scripted, because even like, I'm trying to think, like, there's prop now. Ozark is a really popular show on Netflix. There's prop bets about this season of Ozark. I mean, it's already happening. It's scripted. I just don't know if I would have as much fun watching something knowing that it's already been taped and trying to get all excited about a wager that I have on it. I don't know. It just might fall flat with me. But we'll talk a little WrestleMania with Joe Osborne from Odds Shark. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, he's going to join us today, find out what's going on with the Florida Panthers, see if they're keeping in touch with all the players. I the Panthers have so many international players that I don't know if the players are here in South Florida or if they've gone home to their home countries. I have no idea. So we could ask Goldie today what's going on with that.
I read an article Ira did about Goran Dragic and the international guys. What do they do? And I heard they were making them stay here because they didn't know when NBA was going to crank back up or when they were going to be allowed to get together.
Right. If they would be able to get back in the country, that was but if you already left before there were all these travel bans, then I don't know. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And it's a Friday show. We're going to have fun. We always have fun on a Friday show. Solana, let's get headlines here. Let's not move any further until we get our headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The WNBA has postponed the start of training camp and the upcoming 2020 WNBA season due to the coronavirus pandemic.
I saw, though, that they're going to have the draft. They're just doing a virtual draft. I think it's in the middle of this month. So, a few things going on.
The U.S. Women's Open in Houston has also been postponed until December due to the coronavirus outbreak.
All right. Anything else?
Clemson's Dabo Swinney.
Who was that?
Dabo. Dabo Swinney.
What school is it?
Dabo.
Clemson.
Dabo.
Clemson.
That's how you say it, right, Crowder? Dabo.
But it's
Dabo
Clemson.
Dabo and it's Clemson. Dabo. Get a little country, man. Don't make everything sound high class. Clemson and Dabo.
Dabo.
Dabo Clemson. Clemson. Try to talk like me sometimes, Solana. Try to talk like me.
Dabo Swinney has zero doubt, he said, quote, zero doubt that the college football season will start on time.
Oh, thank God. I had been waiting to know what Dabo thought about that. And ask him what my 401k is going to look like in a year. All right, what else?
In some NFL.
I hope he's right, by the way. I goof on everybody. I hope he's right. And I'm taking a very positive attitude on everything, too. It's why I want the NFL to have the draft. It's why I don't mind them talking about the notion that the league is going to play on schedule in front of fans. Like, I'm trying to be positive about everything as well. If it doesn't work out to be that way, it doesn't work out to be that way. But I stand with Dabo.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday with the NFL saying that, no, we're going on as planned. The season's going to start. We're going to go into camp. And IOC canceling the Olympics 4 months before the Olympics. I'm on the NFL side. Hold out. Let's see what happens. Rather keep everything on schedule and cancel it late than cancel it 4 months in advance.
Yep. Now, Olympics, I understand a little bit because there's so much international travel. There's so much lodging. You're talking about every country almost in the world, and you're talking about training. They can't even train right now. So that one I understand a little bit more than the NFL. NFL is, again, based right here in the United States. There is no travel except for the international games, which obviously I think would have to be canceled. But I'm for... keep an open mind, hope that there's a vaccine that's created sooner rather than later, hope that the vaccine, the production's been ramped up quickly and that people can get it. So anyway, we keep a positive outlook on this program.
In some NFL news, Sammy Watkins has agreed to restructure his contract to stay in Kansas City. The deal has a maximum value of $16 million, including $7 million in incentives, and contains a no-trade clause.
I would not leave Kansas City if I didn't have to either after what happened last season, right?
$7 million in incentives? This dude is about to break the NFL. Goodness.
I mean, he's got a pretty good quarterback throwing to him. Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
We'll
have Solana.
Some pretty cool news out of the NFL as well. Beginning this upcoming Monday, the 6th, NFL Red Zone will replay every Sunday from the last season of the NFL in 2019 in chronological order for 17 consecutive days. Again, that's on NFL Red Zone Network. It starts at 8 a.m., then again at 3 p.m., and then again at 10 p.m. each and every day.
Yeah, I saw that. Will you watch that?
I got to get the schedule to see what games are played. Like, I don't want to watch. I know the Jets. I don't want to watch them again.
But it's not. It's Red Zone. It's bouncing between all the games. It's like the actual Red Zone coverage. So yeah. So this Monday they're showing Week One. On Tuesday they're showing Week Two. On Wednesday Week Three. They're just replaying the actual Red Zone for 17 weeks in 17 days.
Oh, I can't give them 3-4 hours, but I give them 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Right, just to get a little taste. Give me a little taste.
Yes.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Speaking of a little taste, finally, guys, today is National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Huh?
Well, why'd you do that?
I don't know. It sounded better in my head, but that wasn't funny. I'll be honest there. That, you know, it's a bag of bits. Sometimes you hit them, sometimes you don't.
You know what we call your bag of bits.
Is chocolate mousse that popular?
No. Could you name one place you could get chocolate mousse?
Every
no.
Italian restaurant. Every single
Stop
Italian
it.
Restaurant.
No, they don't.
I'm telling
no,
you.
No, they don't.
It
just
might
a
not
cup
be,
of chocolate mousse.
It might Wait, not be it, a popular item, but it's there. It's it, on the menu.
No, it's not.
If you say chocolate mousse, obviously, but if you just say mousse, would more people think of hair product or dessert?
I think they think of the animal.
Yeah, oh, that's the one too. But if you knew it wasn't the animal, yeah.
I immediately think Bullwinkle. I don't even know if on the Mount Rushmore of mousse, I don't know if chocolate mousse is even on there.
The Snapchat like filter.
The entire dessert. You've got Daryl Moose Johnston, right?
He's on there.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of mousse. Is Bullwinkle.
Guaranteed.
Hair mousse, like you said.
Yes.
And mousse. Mousse.
Wasn't there a guy mousse? Wasn't there a mousse on one of those crazy animal houses or something?
Mousse. I don't know.
You say it four times, it comes up faster.
Well, mousse. I do like that there's so little content out that I can just go mousse six or seven times, and no one even really questions it at this point. It's like, oh, they're still talking? All right, it's Chocolate Mousse Day. All right, you have weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's your Exergen five-day forecast. Is it 5 day? Yeah, 5 day forecast on 790 The Ticket. Right now, 81 degrees in Miami. Partly cloudy tonight. The low will drop to a nice 69 degrees.
Nice.
That's your Exergen 5 day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
All right. Pat Surtain is going to join us next. We're going to talk some Miami Dolphins with a legendary Miami Dolphin, Pat Surtain, next on Hochman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
It is a Friday. Feels all right, even though we're all. Coronavirus out, but it's going to be a while. But is there a reason, Solana, that you're playing Al Jarreau?
This is a banger, man.
I agree. I'm just curious. I don't recall you normally playing Al Jarreau on this show.
I like to play variety. All right. My music interests span all across the globe, and Al Jarreau just happens to be in that playlist.
All right, there you go.
Quarantine is getting Solana culture.
I don't know. I think he just got caught up in the air because I don't think he knows who Al Jarreau is. And I think if I put a picture of Al Jarreau and Ted Bundy and Al Bundy, I don't think he could pick which one is Al Jarreau.
I mean, it's not Jarreau. You're doing it with a hard J. It's Jarreau.
I'm sorry. Jarreau. Oh. That's just my guess. We've had some fun talking to former athletes and friends of the program and just checking in on people and whatnot. And we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Pat Surtain was a three-time Pro Bowl cornerback for our Miami Dolphins. And as we mentioned when we started the show today, he was part of the Sam and Pat cornerback tandem that Dolphins fans remember so fondly. And there's this notion that the Dolphins set of cornerbacks right now with Xavier Howard and Byron Jones might be the next Sam and Pat, although Crowder earlier in the show maybe threw a little cold water on that.
Sam and Pat's numbers were a little better, but we'll talk about it.
But I think their contract numbers, I think Xavier and Byron may have better contract numbers, but that's just the way the league is going.
I know Pat is hot about these contracts.
Pat Surtain, of course, very successful high school football coach at American Heritage right now. He's joining us. Hello, Pat.
Yo, what's going on, man?
When you see those contract numbers, when you see like a Byron Jones contract number to play cornerback, not that you did poorly in your time. I want to get it straight. I mean, Pat did just fine, but numbers that get thrown around nowadays, that's got to make your mouth water.
Oh, man, yeah. When you're comparing, what, 7.5 a year to 15 a year, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference. Can they? I'm guessing you get asked this all the time since the Dolphins signed Byron Jones. Can Xavien Howard and Byron Jones be the next Sam Madison and Pat Surtain?
Man, they have a long ways to go, man. It's because we did it over a 6 to 7 year period. You know, consistent each and every year, and the numbers speak for themselves. You know, I don't know if you can find two guys in the league over that period of time that had the numbers that me and Sam put up, along with the Pro Bowls and the first team All Pros and the passing top five passing defenses and all that other stuff. It was just, and it we didn't match up. I played left, Sam played right. Third down situations, I went in the slot. We brought another guy in. So we did our own way, man. And these two guys are really, really talented, but they have to prove themselves over a period of time.
And Pat, you know about you talked about the numbers, and you and Sam's numbers were stupid, bro. But I was looking at Byron Jones, and one of his criticisms is his interception totals. 5 years, bro, over 70 starts, and he has 2 interceptions. In your first 5 years, you didn't even start your first year, and then you went to balling. You had 18 in your first 5 years. He had 2 in his first 5 years. As a quarterback, how do you justify a guy getting 2 interceptions in 5 years?
Man, that's tough because you can say that, you know, if you play press coverage, you're not apt to get interceptions. But on the contrary, we did it. We played press, and we still got picks. So it can kind of speak to the guy's ball skills or guys staying away from him, but I don't know if that's the case. I really haven't broke him down that much to see. You know, it seemed like when he was coming out, he was an athletic freak, and he had all the skills and intangibles to be one of the best corners. But like you said, man, 2 picks and over 70 starts, that's not taking the game over, and that's not, you know, making a big enough difference, you know, on the defensive side of the ball.
It doesn't put you on the road to being the next Sam and Pat, but we'll see. We're excited. We're excited about the free agent signings, Byron Jones being one of them. I have to ask you, Dolphins fan, Pat Surtain is with us. Do you give the sigh of relief that Tom Brady is no longer in the division? Does it just open things up finally?
It does, man. With the guy won 18 straight division titles, which is insane. And even though Tom he's gone to Tampa, I don't think that you can just poo-poo at New England. Their culture and their system, man, I think they can plug a guy in. Of course, they're not going to be as good as if Tom Brady was there, but they're still going to be formidable. And I still think, you know, they've earned it over the 15 or 20 years that they've been dominating. I still think they're going to be the favorite in the AFC East, you know, until somebody else comes and prove otherwise.
And Pat, with Brady, and a story came out last week that the GM of Buccaneers were on Get Up and was telling him that Brady called the Bucs and was kind of selling himself and explaining to the Bucs how great he would be as a Buccaneer. That was surprising to me. Like, was it surprising to you that Brady was so gung-ho about leaving a place that he went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 championships with? He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, man. I think he wanted – I know there's been a lot of talk about whether whether it was him or Belichick and who had the most influence over those Super Bowl, you know, championships or what have you. And I think he was just wanted a fresh start, man. You know, after 20 years, he was hearing, you know, talk that he was in a tank. His skills were eroding. You know, he wasn't even a top 10 quarterback. And he wanted to go to a place where, like, okay, give me some weapons and I'm going to show you otherwise. And of course, he has Mike Evans and Godwin and the 2 tight ends. So I don't think, just looking at it, I don't think he's lost any velocity on his ball. I think he can still make all the throws. I think you're going to see the Tom Brady of probably not the 50 touchdown year, but he's going to be 30 to 40 touchdowns, and he's going to show that he's still one of the top quarterbacks in this league.
Pat Surtain is with us, and we're looking now for the next Tom Brady, right? Everyone in the AFC East is looking for the next Tom Brady, and maybe Tua Tagovailoa is that guy. And if I'm correct, your son plays for Alabama. I'm guessing you've watched Tua Tagovailoa. Is that guy, from what you've seen on a college football field, is Tua Tagovailoa a guy who can be a long-term star in the NFL?
Oh, man, I watched a lot of college football over the years, and, you know, it may sound a little biased, but I had, you know, I was up front and close and actually watched this guy for 2 years, man. And I'm going to tell you this, he's special. I saw him in high school at the Nike opening, and he won the MVP there, and I was like, who is this guy? I really didn't know who he was, you know, from him coming from Hawaii, but I saw a guy who can make all the throws, is a critical thinker, get rid of the ball fast, and can make all the decisions. And then just seeing him in college, man, those 2 years, he's a special, special talent. And, you know, the biggest worry is going to be his hip. But I think, you know, he's put out some videos and everything.
Did we lose Pat there?
We may
so,
have.
Unless
let me,
got real
let me
hello?
Go
yeah, oh. Oh, we lost you for a second. And we're both broadcasting from our homes, so we don't know if our signal's gone down. It's like, it's just mass confusion.
No, but like I was saying, man, he's a special talent. I think at the fifth pick, if he's still there, the Dolphins have to take that guy. I think he's a once-in-a-generation quarterback, and if he was healthy, you know, it would be no question. And obviously, they have to do their due diligence in that aspect to make sure that he's healthy. But if all those things check out, man, I think you take two at five.
And, Pat, if he never gets hurt, he's going over Joe Burrow. You believe that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Because if you think about it, he was hurt. You know, he came back in the LSU game. He was still hurt. And then that Mississippi State game, you know, obviously when he fractured his hip. But – man, he missed about three or four games that year. But if that guy's healthy and he's in the right situation, man, he's a game changer. He's a quarterback that you can plug and play and have that guy for 10-plus years.
Pat Surtain is with us. And obviously that's what the Dolphins are looking for. That's what Dolphins fans are looking for, is you want that quarterback that can be with you for the long term and be elite at what he does. Let's say that they think someone's going to trade up, maybe the Chargers, and take them. Would you trade up? Would you give up some of your draft picks to go from the number 5 pick to the number 3 pick? Like, do you set your sights on Tua Tagovailoa if you're the Dolphins and go get him no matter what the cost?
Oh, I think they've done, you know, such a great job in free agency, you know, before the draft, that I think you have to. You know, it's a quarterback-driven league, and if you don't have that guy, you know, you're going to be struggling, you know, for many years. And you look at the teams over the years, you know, who's gotten that quarterback. Those are the guys who's been, you know, winning and been in Super Bowls. And it seemed like the younger quarterback, the quarterback who's coming out of college now, is more ready, you know, for the NFL game than ever before. So, you know, with what they've done in free agency, they got what they wanted to get. And with a cornerback and the D lineman, they got Kyle Van Noy at the linebacker position, offensive line. You can still address that in the draft, but if you need to move up and get that franchise changing quarterback, you know, just say they have to go up to number 3. I think you do whatever it takes to get him, because you know you never know when that guy's going to come around again. Obviously, next year with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, but I think Tua is a once in a generation quarterback that you do everything you know in your power to get him.
And, Pat, they were lining up for this year. They had, you know, $100 million in the salary cap. They spent, you know, 70 so far. They still got about 30, 14 draft picks, Pat. They were trying to get in this situation. They're going to have 12 more next year. Brian Flores, you being a state championship head coach, you being nationally ranked head coach, Pat, is he the guy to lead this team to where everybody wants, lead this team to deep playoff runs in the future?
I think he is, man. I think he is. You know, obviously he comes from under that Belichick tree, and he's bringing a no-nonsense approach to the Dolphins, man. And, you know, he's building things his way. He's bringing his own culture to the Miami Dolphins. And I think you saw it with last year's team. You know, a whole bunch of no-name guys, man, but those guys played hard. they won some games that they shouldn't have won. And now he's put himself in position, you know, with the cap space and all the draft picks to make a difference. And he's made a difference so far in free agency. Now let's see what he do in the draft. But I think, you know, give him 1-2 years, and I think the Dolphins should be competing for division championships and getting the playoffs and making some noise. You know, the defensive side of the ball, I think that they're pretty strong. And when you have two cornerbacks, you know, the caliber of those guys are the caliber that we think those guys are going to be, it allows you to do so many things on the defensive side of the ball. And I think you see it with New England, with Stephon Gilmore and the other guy they have on the other side. It allows that defense to be so multiple. And I think his defensive mindset and his knowing of the game is going to allow those guys to do some different things. Now you just got to get that quarterback. And we've seen glimpses of, you know, Devontae Parker on the outside finally coming to his own. We have a running back. Maybe we take another one in this year's draft. I know Swift was a guy that came up. So we have all of the building blocks, you know, in place. We just got to make the right decisions, man, and see what happens.
Long NFL career, Pat Surtain, many of those years, the Pro Bowl years here in Miami with the Dolphins. And now, as Crowder mentioned, he is a head coach at American Heritage, very successful over there. What are you doing around this crazy time with the coronavirus pandemic? Are you keeping in contact with your players? I guess most importantly, are you keeping in contact with Rondé? Are you keeping him on lockdown? He's got to be a loose cannon.
Yeah, he is, man. He pops up at the house and get him, you know, a free meal every once in a while. You know how he do it. But as Channing can tell you, man, in South Florida, you got to keep in touch with your players because it's a free-for-all. And there's no boundaries or what these coaches do, man. These coaches go after kids like no other. So you have to keep in touch with them and let them know that you care because they'll leave you in a minute. They'll leave you in a minute. So that's what we're doing right now, man. Just making sure those guys are you know, getting their schoolwork with the virtual school we got going on, you know, popping in and out of their classes, see that they're doing their work. And for the most part, man, it's been good. But obviously, you know, football is secondary right now as we're dealing with this global pandemic, man. And just hoping that everybody stays safe, you know, checking on the kids and their families, my coaching staff and just everybody, man. And you know, whenever this football thing come back, it is what it is. But we have to focus on something bigger right now.
And, Pat, and you're 100% right, bro. Football is secondary. But like you said, you're a championship head coach. This is my third year coaching. Like, we're missing out on so much without spring, so much learning, man, so much young player development. Do you think this is going to bleed into the season if it does start on time where it isn't going to be a high quality of football early on because we're missing spring, we're missing summer workouts, we're missing so much learning and teaching opportunities?
I think it is, man. And not only that, Channing, I think as far as the recruiting situation goes, you know, spring football down here, man, is huge. And so many college coaches flock up on South Florida to see the kind of talent we have. And for those guys that were borderline, you know, they don't get that spring to prove themselves again to ultimately get that college scholarship. So I think it's going to hurt in that aspect. And now kids can't get on campus, you know, and see the campuses. Now with this early signing day, it's going to hurt a bunch of kids, man. And like you said, the quality of football, not having spring, not knowing that we can have off-season conditioning. You know, as a staff, we're trying to do virtual meetings with the kids to get our playbook and everything down. But even that's a stretch because, you know, with most of these kids, man, you got to get on the field and actually show them. So, yep. You know, just say this thing goes on for a couple of more months or on into August, September, who knows? You know, I think it's definitely going to hurt football. And I've even heard things where, you know, they might cut it down to 8-game season, but nobody knows how it's going to go down. You know, we're just trying our best to beat this thing and do what we can to stay safe in these situations.
Most importantly, Pat Surtain is with us. Have you spent any time during this downtime watching Tiger King?
Oh, man. I actually watched all 7 episodes in one night.
So did I. I couldn't stop watching.
I couldn't stop. After the first episode, I was like, okay, man, what is this about? Then the second episode, it start getting good. Then from the third episode on, man, it's classic television. Classic. And I think I might watch it two or three more times while I'm quarantining. Man, that thing right there is something special.
Hey, man, I might got to holler at Carole Baskin. I think she got $18 million from her husband.
No, you don't want to mess with Carole Baskin, though.
Yeah, don't mess with Carole, dog. She'll feed you to one of them tigers.
What'd she say? Sardine oil. All you got to do is put sardine oil on them.
Yeah, you'll end up tiger
I never know they had such a click or a cult of people that were that crazy. And Tiger King brings it all out. I didn't know existed.
There was not one person in the big cat world that wasn't bizarre, right? Like, there was nobody that was just a normal dude.
Man, but it's awesome TV, man. I recommend everybody go see it. Like I say, I'm going to go watch it again.
Yeah, it is. It was really fun. Tiger King on Netflix. Pat Surtain, one of the all-time Miami Dolphins greats, and certainly establishing himself as one of the better high school football coaches around, and who knows where that will lead. We know our friend Sam Madison, his old counterpart in the secondary there, is now a Super Bowl winning coach, part of the Kansas City Chiefs staff. So pretty exciting. Pat Surtain, thank you for making time for us, Pat. Stay safe during this crazy time.
Appreciate you having me, guys. Y'all stay safe as well.
There you go, Pat Surtain, one of the all-time greats for the Miami Dolphins. We're going to take a break here. It's Friday. We're having a little bit of fun. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Friday, Hockman and Crowder style. Having some fun. Got a lot of stuff to cover today. Our friend Wilson, he does great Photoshops just listening to the show, and he fires them off. He just did me and Crowder as Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence in Life. We retweeted that if you want to see that. So we bring on Jay Figg to give her a movie to watch. And I set it up every day in case you're new to the show. But Jay Figg's a contributor to our show. And when we begin our simulcast next hour, she'll be running the board on 560. And just a real nice person. Very rarely in radio do you meet nice people with no agendas.
Oh, I
right?
appreciate
And Jay
that.
Figg's just like a – Jay Figg, you're a nice person. Am I right, Crowder? Nice person with no agenda.
Really, she is. Yeah, I thought she was trying to trick us for months. I was like, she can't be this pleasant.
No.
Right, usually it's real cutthroat people and whatnot.
I guaranteed I was going to have my keys missing one day and my truck right. be gone. But it never happened.
Yeah, nice person. But it shocks me. She's 26 years old. She lives at home. And she just has not seen the movies that we consider to be classics. She couldn't name all four Beatles. I would imagine she'd be hard-pressed to come up with a Mount Rushmore of her favorite authors, only because I don't think she's read four books. But regardless, she's an adorable person. And so we assign her, just for our own bleeps and giggles, we assign her movies to watch. And because everyone's looking for stuff to do at night, there's no sports on. And so she's been taking our advice. And sometimes she takes my suggestion or Crowder's suggestion, Solana's suggestion. And then she reviews the movies that she watches, and then she puts the movie review on her Instagram page. And so I highly recommend everyone follows her on Instagram. It's JFig Radio, JFIG Radio. She has just posted moments ago her review from last night's viewing. And what did I suggest to her yesterday? I should probably keep track of all this stuff. Do you remember, Solana, what I suggested to her?
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Absolute classic. Greatest baseball movie ever made. Crowder suggested House Party with Kid and Play. And Solana, I hesitate to ask, but what did you suggest?
Drumline,
right, with Nick Cannon, an awful movie. Truly a terrible movie. So the movie, no, it is not an all-time banger.
No.
I want the not-a-banger sound for Drumline.
Not a banger.
Bingo. There you go. So she chose Crowder's suggestion of House Party.
Hey.
Now, I've watched the review on Instagram, but give us a quick review, your take on House Party. You'd never seen it before.
I had never seen it. It was a fun film. It was silly. It was funny. I can see why Crowder liked it. And it just holds up, like, with the whole sneaking around, the teens being teens, and then, you know, the cop scenes.
See there?
So you give it a what?
I gave it a 7.5 out of 10. Just because I have seen better movies. I'm not trying to tank on this one, but it was a really good one. And for it being a while ago, actually, it came out March 9th. So their anniversary was like 3 weeks ago.
Well, what is the, had you seen Kid and Play before? Like after you saw them in the movie, were you familiar with them? Or you still had, that was your first time seeing
them? No, I had actually seen them before in other movies.
I heard you sniffle there. Do you have the coronavirus?
No.
Are you sure?
Those are my gloves.
Just a heads up there, J-Fig, because we're giving you a lot of older movies. Don't judge it off the people not being in high school, because we know those people were 40 in House Party. Like, back in the
I'm
day,
I'm pretty
that's
sure
just the
Martin
way
Lawrence was.
Was
not a teenager there.
And then the three bullies, one of them had kids,
oh my
a beard. Like, we knew those kids weren't in high school. Don't judge us like that.
It's like the kid at the Little League game that pulls
bullies,
up in his own car. Yeah,
those bullies actually reminded me of your story with Big Butch.
Ah, yes. The old Big Butch story.
So I kept thinking
yesterday.
About that the entire time.
So you gave it a 7.5 out of 10. 7.5 out of 10.
I did, yes.
All right. It kept your attention. You didn't fall asleep.
No, I did not fall asleep.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, today, today is, are you intrigued enough by the movie to download some Kid and Play music?
I'd do it.
Okay. All right.
Be selective.
allow me to suggest
I'll get your
to
input
you
later.
Getting funky. Okay. All right. So today is Eddie Murphy's 59th birthday. Now, are you familiar with Eddie Murphy?
Obviously, Hawk.
No, it's not obviously with you. That's
what do you mean it's
obviously.
Eddie Murphy?
All right. Just because Chevy Chase, you had never heard of him when I suggested Caddyshack, and then you came back and told me you watched The Caddyshack.
The Caddyshack.
And then
I had suggested
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You came back and told me you watched High Times at Richmond High. So it's not obvious that you know Eddie Murphy. We don't know what you know. It's part of the appeal of J-Fig. All right, so Eddie Murphy is celebrating a birthday. Do you personally have a favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
I was listening to you guys earlier, so I do love Norbit.
Ooh.
That one's such a
good one. I almost spit my coffee out.
Great good, I'm glad.
Yes, sir.
Great Norbit is so good.
Rasputia, the
yes.
Norbit.
Out of all the Eddie Murphy
and all
movies,
the Nutty Professor movies, they're so funny.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You remember yesterday during this segment, I read an Instagram direct message to me from a listener saying, whenever you bring J-Fig
on,
I can actually hear the soul leaving your body, Hawk. I mean, honestly, Eddie Murphy, I did love Norbit. And what'd you say, the Dr. Doolittle movies
no,
were
No, I said the Nutty Professor movies.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's the same exact thing, by the way.
But, Hawk, think about both of our lists. All those movies were before 2000.
I know.
Like, he made his best movies early.
I know. She knows Norbit Eddie Murphy. Like, she knows Dr. Doolittle Eddie Murphy. She doesn't know Axel Foley and the Eddie Murphy that that I know. She doesn't know, I want the knife. Please.
Dear sweet brother Noomsie.
Brother Noomsie. Viva Nepal. Viva Nepal.
We're going to change that tonight.
All right. We're giving you all Eddie Murphy movie suggestions. It's his birthday. And here are our suggestions. I am going to suggest to you Coming to America.
I've seen that movie.
You've seen that? Okay. Yes. If you've seen it, you've seen it. I am then going to suggest Beverly Hills Cop.
I want to say I don't know. I don't think I've seen it.
You're probably thinking of Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley. This is Beverly Hills Cop.
It may be 90210. Or she's thinking,
right, you're thinking of Beverly Hills 90210.
I've never really seen like a complete season of 90210.
Or Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Maybe. I actually
right,
don't.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
I have not
finished
one of those movies either.
Shelley Long, I think. Yes, Beverly Hills Cop. That is my suggestion. I'm telling you, this is on my Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies. The soundtrack is a banger. It takes place. Guess where it takes place?
Where does it take place?
Well, take a guess.
California.
Yeah, there you go, Beverly Hills. All right, look at this. I feel like all the rest of you that are homeschooling, I'm homeschooling as my student is Jig. Look at that. All right, so I'm suggesting Beverly Hills Cop. Crowder, what movie are you going to suggest for J-Fig?
J-Fig, do you want PG-13 or do you want triple R?
I am of age, so whichever one.
Okay, so go with life.
Okay, life.
Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy, they go to jail. It is hilarious.
Great. It is great. I'm telling you, a great movie. And really, over the weekend, you should watch all our suggestions. You should watch one Eddie Murphy movie a day. That way, on Monday, you can give us a review of Beverly Hills Cop and Life and whatever garbage Solana's about to tell you. Go ahead, Solana. What Eddie Murphy movie are you suggesting for J-Fig?
J-Fig, don't listen to these old-timers. All of Eddie Murphy's all-time bangers came after 2000 when he became a father and he made fatherly movies. So I was going to give you Dr. Doolittle. You told me you've already seen it. I was going to give you Shrek because he's great in those movies. Arguably
it's
his
not,
best
but
character.
But that's not an Eddie Murphy movie.
You've already seen it, though. And you told me you saw Mulan as well because who doesn't remember Eddie character,
but we're not
Eddie
doing
Murphy's
cartoons.
Character? So I'll give you his great movie. This is on my Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies, Haunted Mansion.
Oh, my God. I actually didn't like that film.
You saw
You've
that?
Seen it?
Hello, it's like a film that you see like on Disney Channel and stuff.
What? I mean, what?
Came out 2003. I don't know what age I was, but I'm pretty sure I
wanna,
I was
like,
young.
I
want
to like knock on your head in Back to the Future. McFly, you've never seen Field of Dreams,
oh
Beverly Hills
God.
Cop, Caddyshack. But you've seen Eddie Murphy in Haunted Mansion?
You do realize we grew
Eddie
up in
Murphy
different years.
Eddie Murphy never saw Eddie Murphy in Haunted Mansion.
It's a part of growing up.
Guys, that was him.
I can't. No. Yeah, he watches that movie. He's like, "Woo, this is garbage. Who's that dude?" I cannot believe you've seen that. All right, well, we have two very good suggestions for you. Beverly Hills Cop, which I'm telling you is an excellent movie, and Life, which is an excellent movie as well. So can you commit to us, J-Fig, that you will watch those two Eddie Murphy movies this weekend?
I will commit to you guys.
All right,
clearly
there you
I've
go.
Done
follow
so.
Her. Follow her on Instagram. She has posted her complete review of, what's the movie you had her watch? House Party. She has posted her complete review of House Party.
The House Party.
J-Fig Radio. The House Party.
The House Party.
From The Kid and Play. J-Fig Radio on Instagram. The letter J, F-I-G Radio. J-Fig Radio. All right. Thank you, J-Fig. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Keep your gloves on, and we will speak with you on Monday.
Likewise, guys.
And thank you for never stealing my truck.
I cannot believe
I
that
cannot
she
promise
has seen,
you.
I can't believe. Get out of here. I'm so disgusted with you. I can't. Haunted Mansion. And you called it a film. Like if you refer to something as a film.
Is it not a film?
No, it's a movie.
It's a movie
like
and
a film.
Same thing.
A film is a work of art. Oh. Haunted Mansion is something I drop in the toilet.
I'm like, pretty sure it's a work of art for children because it was intended for children.
Unbelievable. I don't know what's wrong with you. All right.
Many things.
We got to begin our simulcast. So we have a good 3 o'clock hour planned for you. Going to talk a little WrestleMania. Get some gambling advice for WrestleMania. So we'll take a break. Hockman and Crowder simulcast is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.